Bellingham Beer Week kicked off yesterday. It's going to run through Wednesday, Sunday the 28th, I believe, if that encompasses a little bit more than a week and then some. We're joined now by the marketing director of Boundary Bay Brewing, Shanna Sheridan. Shanna, good morning. Welcome back to KGMI.
Thank you. It's good to be back in here. It's been quite a while since I've been on this microphone.
That's true.
I grew up a little bit and just moved on to beer. I'm waiting with them. That's a little backwards.
That's okay. It's been a hot minute since you've been on the airwaves here at KGMI. Longtime listeners recognize you as the former producer of the morning show right here. So you're kind of back to your regular hours and your home domain.
It's my two worlds colliding, and I'm kind of really excited about it.
This is great. Awesome.
Beer and radio.
Fantastic. So let's go to the beer side. Yes. You're at Boundary Bay, one of the most iconic breweries here in town. And naturally, you're going to be participating in Bellingham Beer Week. What's all the buzz about this year?
Well, I think it's the 10th year that it's happened. I remember the very first year, but this year's a little different. All the breweries have gotten together, and we have created the Bellingham Beer Alliance. So we've all been in the same room together and getting along just to prove that we really do get along and we really support each other. And we are not stepping on toes this year. Like, we're working together. We want everybody participating in all the events. So there's a lot of collaborations. There's a lot of different events where we're competing against each other. A lot of fun, a lot of education happening. And it's all like 25 different locations. The tap rooms are getting in on it. 15 breweries are getting in on it. It's just very, very cool. And I brought some beer for you today.
You feel free to crack that open. Here we go.
People, so they can believe it. It's a big old crowler.
There we go. That definitely came through on the mic. We'll have that a little bit later on in the show. But she's not kidding. Shanna's on the team for the marketing team over at Boundary Bay Brewery. So among some of the events, we were talking about this a little bit earlier in our Lifestyle Lookout segment, some of the events going on for Beer Week. One of the ones I'm most intrigued about is the Beer Olympics.
Yeah.
Now, how does that all play out? What should I expect from the Beer Olympics?
So for what I know, it's at K2. This is, I think John yesterday was on KSM. Talking about it. I think it's the sixth year they've done it, but teams of four get together and they do the most ridiculous beer-centric relay race of a sort.
Okay.
I mean, there's like hula hoops over kegs. There's something you can't talk about on air because it's a little like inappropriate.
Well, we'll leave it off.
Hilarious. let's just say they're knocking over cans.
Fantastic.
So anyway, people dress up for this. It's pretty awesome. And what I heard yesterday, if you have, they still have room for teams, like a few more rooms. So if you have four friends, including you, and you want to sign up, they still, by noon today. So you got like just a few hours.
Okay.
Start texting.
All right. Done. Yeah. We can get that together. We can get a building team going in for the Olympics.
So that's tomorrow 1 to 5 at K2. Super cool. Another great thing. Another competition is Monday at Boundary Bay. We're having the Pink Boots Society's Pine Car Derby.
Oh,
so we've
sweet.
All made pine cars and we raced them last year. Janet from Boundary, she won. I mean, the guys were a little upset. Let's just say, like, she schooled them. I mean, by a whole, so she's back to defend her title, and the public's invited. And if you have your own car, you can bring it and race it, and there'll be prizes for public races. And we also have Lego cars. So if you don't have your old car on the shelf anymore, you can. We have the Legos there. You build a car, and you can race Lego cars. So that's 6 to 8 Monday at Boundary, and it's going to be beautiful. The beer garden, you can, you know, be on the deck with us, or you can go sit and watch from the beer garden. Anyway, it's going to be awesome.
So cool.
There's a lot of really cool stuff.
We've had a beer, never mind a renaissance, but we've been known here in Whatcom County and the Pacific Northwest to be purveyors of brewing good beer.
Mm-hmm.
But we're starting to sort of become a Lego hub in a sort of way here in Bellingham.
I mean, can you imagine now, like, making a Lego derby car and having the old City Hall Lego building right there? Like, we could make this happen. Like, this could be really, really cool.
This is fantastic. So the purpose of Bellingham Beer Week, obviously you're in your 10th year of doing or participating in some way in Bellingham Beer Week. What, in your opinion, do you believe is the importance of Beer Week in Bellingham?
Man, it's really, I think, coming together and making those connections. It's about community. It's showing about how unique Bellingham is when it comes to beer. I mean, just per capita, we have so many breweries per capita, but Bellingham is also growing, so there's still room. Like, we are able to all support each other and be a part of it. And I don't know, just we kind of encourage each other to make even more big beer. So if you're a big beer nerd like I am, like, it's you just can't have a bad beer.
No, and I feel like the conversations are clearly they're happening outside of the breweries and the distilleries and everywhere else and in between.
And it's about the culture of Bellingham. People bring their families to the breweries. The kids have, you know, kids snacks. There's fruit box, you know, all sorts of things. There's games. It's more the pub style, I think, that people think of England, where everybody goes to the pub. Here we go to the breweries. It's part of the Northwest culture. It's unique to the Northwest. The rest of the world, I think, is either a little jealous or, you know, just hasn't figured it out. Just come to the Pacific Northwest during Beer Week. You'll see what we're talking about.
Bingo. And on the Boundary Bay side, as you are the marketing director for them, are you looking at offering? Are there any specials being offered at Boundary Bay for Beer Week?
We have a beer just for this called Pick Your Paddles, because you know in life, you got to pick your paddles. So we have Pick Your Paddles Hazy that's brewed just for that. So you got to come check that out. We have an Earth Day Fair tomorrow. So it's a lot of sustainable, earth-minded vendors are going to be there. So you can go to the Depot Market Square, go to the Saturday Market, and then just come right across the street, have a beer, peruse. I told you about the Derby. And then the really cool thing is we're doing another one of our tours. We brought tours back. So Wednesday we're having a special tour, and you get to go through all the brewery. And at the end, you get to go to the exclusive mountain room to the historic Rainier Bar. So if it's a little history lesson, Rainier had a mountain room, and at the end of a Rainier tour, you'd go to the mountain room, which you could only access on the tour, and you'd be at this bar. And when they closed and auctioned off stuff, Ed, our owner, got the bar, and we named that building the mountain room. So we do the same thing. You get to go on a tour, and then just like in Rainier, you get to go to the mountain room Rainier bar. So it's a real Rainier bar. You can see the R on it. And so then you get to have a pint. And then this time it's a special. We're going to do a food and beer pairing. So you get to learn about the three C's of beer pairing, and I'll be there. So that is, you can get tickets for that. It's just $25 all inclusive. So go to Boundary Bay or bbaybrewery.com/events and get your ticket.
Folks, I really hope you wrote all that down, because the fun is just not stopping. It hasn't stopped. It started up yesterday.
And good news, with this new Bellingham Beer Alliance that we have started with all the breweries, you just go to bellinghambeerweek.com. And the calendar is there, and it has everything. You can also follow it on Instagram, Facebook. Everything's posted, so you can just pick and choose or go to all of it.
Fantastic. Shanna Sheridan, the marketing director from Boundary Bay Brewery and former producer here on KGMI. Shanna, welcome back home. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Cheers.